free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We are born into a perceptual prison, into a stifling system of vibrational containment that seeks to suffocate the human expression and to divert energy into fortifying the structures of imprisonment. The most coveted and precious commodity in this world is not oil or gold or even drugs. It is human energy. A major component of this control paradigm is the programming of the mind to see the world through cognitive filters or lenses that distort the perceptions into seeing the world as it is programmed to, not as it actually is. This act of living within perceptual illusions in stark contrast to the actual situation is endemic, as the vast majority simply follows the program without question, even defying common sense and logic. Fear is the name of the game here. The human mind is conditioned to operate in a state of fear where it is highly suggestible. Fear of death, fear of aging, fear of what other people think, and as we've seen so implicitly in recent years, fear of germs and viruses consumes the collective consciousness. The whole flimsy foundation of the machine is built on fear and lies. The spark of the child is stifled almost immediately as he is trained to take his place amongst the collective, his creative energy diverted into a system that repays his stolen labor with debt, enslaving him to a lifetime of extortion and involuntary servitude. He will grow to believe that those robbing him through coercion are operating in his best interests and will rally behind those who commit the most heinous atrocities, misplacing his faith into the worst kind of criminals and sadists. All the while, he convinces himself that he is free, escaping into the bread and circuses of modern life in brief moments of respite from the lie he lives. Externalization is encouraged in a system that trains the individual to always seek in the outer for self-fulfillment, to prop up his empty and meaningless life with external things, even to the point where a person's very sense of self and uniqueness is externalized in favor of the collective. Authority is externalized, and the one who surrenders his selfhood believes that those who rule over him through coercion, violence, and duress maintain the right, legally and morally, to do so. The individual deludes himself, believing he is free while existing in this condition. Cognitive dissonance and a hive mind mentality consumes his psyche as he maintains two diametrically opposed viewpoints and believes them both to be true simultaneously. This unfortunate situation creates compartmentalization of the mind, and it is within this internal schism that most people dwell. Inwardly divided they remain, eternally estranged from the self. The system encourages this internal split, fanning the flames of the inner conflict it produces, feeding off the discordant energy generated by this limited state of consciousness. The individual is left spiritually bereft, existing only on the periphery of his very self, his essence suffocated by the endless stream of lies the system provides him with. Many will die in defense of the lie, having structured their entire identity upon countless falsehoods and belief systems that stifle true progress and diminish creative expression. The worth of the individual is reduced to digital bits of data and material possessions. Life becomes a quest for the acquisition of stuff to fill the inner void. The system is a lie. It caters to the baser instinctual drives of the R-complex while seeking to diminish and sever the connection to the higher aspect of the self, and it does a thoroughly extensive job at doing so. Energetic containment through various methodologies reduces the potentiality of a sovereign being to that of a slave, from the divine to the spiritually impoverished. From the magnificent to the mediocre, from the god mind to the ape mind. The problem is that so many accept the system as it presents itself, regardless of its absurd nature or illogical representations. The soul becomes a prisoner of the flesh. The divine nature stifled in its infancy, the beast of desire, is fed and watered to give rise to the ego-driven social creature, mesmerized by the world of illusion. This situation has persisted for millennia as human consciousness has remained caught within a repeating cyclical pattern of unresolved trauma and duality that manifests as the rising and falling of civilizations. We are now at the collapse point in the cycle as we stand at the cusp of the emergence into a new dark age. This has happened before. Over and again, through the blood-splattered epochs, man's kingdoms fall into ruin. One cycle ends, collapse ensues, and eventually, another cycle begins. It's easy to tell when the end of a cycle is near. Things become so extremely corrupt and outright bizarre throughout the failing systems. Various technologies are employed not necessarily to make modern life more convenient, but to imprison the human form within a vibrational matrix of containment. The modern-day scrying mirrors hold the mind captive, and the electronic chains bind the soul vibrationally. Information is carefully monitored and regulated in the system to maintain confusion and to keep the mind distracted with irrelevance. The entire system appears to be designed to discourage the human being from self-discovery. Instead, the system itself defines so many. The greatest threat to the system is the individual who is self-actualized. The ones who have detached and diminished the system's influence over them can see right through the lie with ease. They are not interested in the system's silly little games, nor are they defined by the empty promises the system provides. They are psychologically and spiritually liberated. They walk in two worlds. They are awake in the illusion, and they live amongst the dead. The system inverts and distorts reality, offering in its place a contorted facsimile, a twisted replica, a cheap ripoff. Reality has been hijacked and replaced with a perceptual overlay that binds the consciousness and ensnares the heart within its web of deceit. The system offers a broad cornucopia of ideologies, belief systems, psychological constructs, and soul-destroying paradigms to ensnare the energetic essence and to keep one's cognitive awareness bound to the very mechanism that enslaves it. What is the system? It's an energetic and perceptual containment vessel. It is a prison. It is a machine whose gears are oiled with blood, tears, and broken dreams. It is a self-preserving apparatus of subjugation, destroying the very life force that sustains it in the same manner as a parasite. It is a harvester of human energy. It is a vampire. The system does not care which one of its manufactured illusions you buy into. As long as you keep yourself psychologically and emotionally incarcerated within one of the perceptual cages, there are consequences for those brave few who dare to deprogram and free their minds from the traps of the system. Obedience is encouraged and rewarded. Rebelliousness is vilified and shamed. Everything is backwards and inverted in this contorted system. When collapse of a civilization nears, immorality and decadence prevails. The very fabric of the target society is poisoned, traditional values are undermined, and the rule of law is turned upside down. Criminal degenerates abuse their power openly, and their psychopathic nature is revealed as the unforgiving hammer of tyranny slams down thunderously and without mercy. In this age, however, the unveiling light of the apocalypse is shining its blinding and merciless spotlight upon the system and all of its lies, as it literally comes apart at the seams. The entire edifice is crashing down in this period, and the severity of the drama is about to amplify tremendously. Brace yourself and stay centered. The storm is coming.